I entitled my message this week, Dancing in the Wind. Wow! Did you ever try to dance in the wind? Sometimes when the storms come, we kind of buffet the wind. I don't know if you call that dancing or not, but think about this. More than anything else in our life, stress causes us the most serious hazards to our health, to our peace, to our relationships, and our ability to live life to the fullest. Stress inhibits our ability to handle unexpected and closes us off in our interactions with others. It can keep us in a state of fight or flight, which means what it sounds like. Instead of engaging in life and loving, we either fight it or we will flee from it. In doing so, we make every situation worse. And we'll isolate ourselves sometimes even more. Stress can close us off from life in ways that make our journey one of terror instead of one of adventure. So what can we do, preacher? Well, some would say we need to increase our joy ratio. That'd be good, wouldn't it? There's a psychologist by the name of Barbara Fredrickson, and she says that every negative emotion that we experience is best countered by three positive emotional experiences. And this is called the joy ratio, she said. This is the 3-1 ratio can help us to stay healthy, calm, resilient through life challenges and storms. Now, think about this, because joy is not the same as happiness. Joy comes from a feeling of satisfaction with life, a feeling of being blessed. And the more that we live out a feeling of joy, the more our physical and emotional health is better, our relationships are better, our motivations are better, and our ability to deal with life's unexpected curveball will improve. But experiencing joy is not the same as having a mountaintop experience of happiness, taking vacation, or inserting more downtime in your day. No, it doesn't mean not working. Joy is not all about play. Joy is a frame of mind, or more accurately, a frame of spirit, in which you feel a sense of joy no matter where you are or what you're doing. So, when we live out our life of a place of joy from the depths of our spirit, we feel joy in our work, and you feel joy in the time with others, and you feel joy in challenges of the day. You even can feel joy in moments of hardship. Joy comes from a sense of deep satisfaction and calm that runs deep below the surface of your psyche. Barbara Fredrickson, who has done extensive research study on the effects of living out a sense of joy, tells us that joy, whether from optimism, positive attitude, laughter, inspiration, gratitude, or relational engagement, can entirely change the way we look at ourselves and the world. Joy literally changes not only our point of view, but our entire physiological and psychological and spiritual makeup. You see, joy has the power to shift our minds and heart in a way that opens us up to see things differently. As our vision or perspective changes and widens, so does our awareness, our ability to see possibilities, to be more creative, to change our sense of value about difficulties and impediments. Joy can also help us to see things more in a unified way. We see ourselves as part of the bigger picture and help increase our trust of ourselves and others and the world around us. So whether our joy erupts from gratitude, positively feeling at one with our surrounder, or even from our Creator God, or a feeling of peacefulness or contentment, the more we experience joy in our lives, the more we will see our lives in terms of a grand, exciting adventure rather than a series of hardships and difficulties. As Jesus assured us, it's all in the way that we see. So how do you and I experience this joy or get into a ratio, so to speak, from stress to joy. Well, that's where the teacher comes in. You know the teacher, Jesus, the rabbi. That's where he comes in our scripture today. Jesus has been speaking and teaching from one of the disciples' boats. And when evening came, he asked them to start rowing to the other side. So they, along with the other boats, set out across the Sea of Galilee. It's really a lake, but it's called the Sea of Galilee. And meanwhile, exhausted from the day, Jesus lay down on a cushion in the boat's stern and fell deeply asleep. And when the storm rose up, the disciples began to panic. The wind whisked the boat about, and the waves beat up against it so that the boat was taking on water. Jesus, he just continued to sleep. I love that. Don't you? Meanwhile, the disciples were becoming more and more distressed. At last, they woke him up, incredulous that he was sleeping through the storm and not equally perturbed. Jesus calmed the wind and the sea, and they experienced instant calm. He said to them, "Why are you afraid? Where is your faith?" Now, wonder about that. Why does he say this to them? Well, if Jesus was there with you in your boat, wouldn't it make a difference? But they still had not come to a point in which they were sure who he was, secure in what he could do, and unsurprised at the power of God that flowed from his presence. To them, he was still just their teacher. So now this is important for us to understand, and just as important for Jesus and his disciples to understand. Jesus already understood it, and he was trying to get the disciples to understand. Now, we don't gain assurance in our faith from believing that Jesus was merely a talented teacher or a good person or a gifted prophet or even a wise leader. And we don't sense the stability and a feeling of joy that alludes to the entirety of being from imagining that Jesus is just a man who lived long ago, who continues to teach us lessons and give us advice about life and love. No, we gain assurance and experience joy like no other in our lives when we suddenly realize who Jesus is, the Son of God, the Lord of Lords, and anointed with the creative power of our Creator, the saving grace of the Son, and the continuing authority and change agency of the Holy Spirit. He's the incarnated King of all creation. And he's present with us in our boat on this journey of life. When John and Charles Wesley set out to come to America, they too experienced stress and fear when the boat hit the storms and they tossed that boat around and the waves crashing against the stern. Yet they were astounded in hearing the Moravians calmly singing hymns. This would be a turning point for John in his quest to find not just an understanding of Jesus' salvation, but a personal knowledge, trust, and assurance of Jesus in his heart, body, and soul. We've all been in storms, and storms are frightening. There's no doubt about that. But our peace does not come from the absence of storm. It comes from the presence of Jesus within us and around us as we set sail through this thing called life. You see, discipleship's a risky business. And when we sail the open sea as a disciple and an apostle of Jesus, we encounter storms. Nobody lives a stormless life. But Jesus is our calm in the midst of the storm and our joy in the midst of the wind. So sometimes in our lives, we can fear that Jesus does not hear us and that somehow he is asleep to our experience that we're experiences and our challenges and our pain. But he is there and he does care. What we cannot control, he will help us maneuver through. This is a cause for joy. You know, children can teach us so much about faith and joy. And one day a storm rose up and a young mother began shutting the windows in the house and securing the shutters, but she could not find that one child. She looked high and low all through the house, and then she began to become very worried. As the trees creaked and swayed and the sky grew dark, she glanced out in the yard, and there in the midst of the grass was her 5-year-old son, twirling and laughing and shouting at the wind. She called him out and asked him, "What was he doing?" "Oh, Mommy, don't worry. Come and see, I'm dancing in the wind." Well, that's what disciples of Jesus do with the joy and the assurance of Christ in their heart. They dance in the wind. They aren't afraid to take their discipleship boats out to the open sea, for life is a grand adventure when Jesus is with you on your journey. Wow, think about that. Life is an adventure when you have Jesus with you on your journey, because life is not a sprint, it is a journey. So today, I wish that all of you the joy that your heart can hold, and a sense of peace in your heart that only Christ can give. And when the storm dries up and the winds start to blow, know that the calm in your heart will always sustain you through. Well, I hope and pray that you all know this Lord and Savior in a personal, loving way. But if you have never invited Him into your heart and you say, "Oh, that all that stuff you talk about, preacher, I don't know." Well, if you invite Him into your heart, you will experience that joy. Simple prayer. "Lord, I know I'm a sinner, and if you are everything that they say that you are, and preacher just talking about, I want to know you. Come into my heart and be Lord over my life." That's as simple as it gets. That's why we call it the gospel, the good news. Have a wonderful day.